أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. I'm doing this on behalf of Momna with regards to the person of faith, and I hope I do it some sort of justice in the short space of time that we have got. It has been estimated that there are approximately 250,000 Muslim prisoners of faith around the world today, held both in Muslim countries and in non-Muslim countries. They can be politicians, members of human rights organizations, students, writers, actors, and indeed come from all spheres of life. But they all have one thing in common, and that was that they wish to adhere to their Islamic belief and Islamic way of life. The government of the country where the prisoners of faith are held often portrays them as terrorists, incitors of religious hatred, or of even trying to change the constitution of the country. Once locked away, it is all too easy to forget about these prisoners of faith, who can be subjected to the most extreme and brutal forms of torture. Despite the various human rights treaties which have been ratified by governments to protect the right of an individual not to be subjected to torture, and the countless UN resolutions banning its use, this practice still continues. Largely ignored by the international community. The right not to be tortured is non-derogable, meaning in all situations, even in a state of emergency, this right must be guaranteed. And it seems to be quite often that other human rights organizations will overlook these Muslim prisoners of faith, and the focus and the need that there is to give them the focus to talk about them. Justice for these individuals, for these groups of people, for these prisoners of faith, is rarely given. And it is one of those reasons that Islamic Human Rights Commission is actually championing those causes that are often overlooked by other organizations. Now, how are we actually going to go about doing this campaigning? One of the ways that Islamic IHRC has actually done this is by letter writing campaigns. What are the main advantages of letter writing campaigns? They're fairly simple to organize. They provide an easy way for people to take action and to feel involved. Campaign messages can be targeted at audiences internationally and in this country. They take advantage of the way government bureaucracies often work. They're personal. They can boost the morale of victims and those that are working for them. And I think to a large extent for us in this country, it's that they help to educate us, the people who are actually writing some of those letters. And in IHRC, we felt that this is a very effective method of applying pressure to different governmental organizations, national and international organizations, such as the United Nations, European Court of Human Rights, and other similar organizations. They're currently failing to exert pressure on member countries which have pledged to uphold human rights values. During this campaigning, we've often been asked the question, what difference will one letter make? In terms of that, I remember reading an extract from the Sirah of Quran, and it was at the time when Hazrat Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim's and the king at the time had created this huge fire in which to burn Prophet Ibrahim. And there was this little frog who would get some water from a pond and go and put it on the fire. The rest of the community of frogs started laughing at him. You know, what are you doing? Do you really think you're going to put out the fire by a mouthful of water? And the reply was, it's not whether I'll put out the fire that I'll be asked, it's whether I tried to actually put out that fire. And I think that's a very strong message for us to take. Does the actual letter writing campaign work? And then there's the question, will we get into trouble writing the letters, since they will have our contact details? It is true to some extent that you could end up being ignored by the recipient, At least the person who sent it will be able to answer the death judgment that you yourself have made a stand to fight for justice. However, letters sent in the hundreds cannot be ignored. One MP stated that if his constituency receives even 5 letters on the same topic, a meeting is convened to answer the question at hand. Of course, this is probably fairly rare, and probably one of the better MPs, but the fact remains that hundreds of letters demanding to know why a certain prisoner of faith is being detained and tortured for no other reason than wishing to practice his or her religion must generate a response which can then be taken further. And we've looked at, and it's been mentioned earlier regarding Sheikh Mualim Zakzaki, that he was actually arrested by the junta of Seni Abacha for stating in a magazine article that there is no sovereignty except through Allah. The junta began another crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood movement, which saw men, women and children murdered, their homes and schools destroyed, women raped and intimidated. At one point, there were over 1,000 members of the movement imprisoned. This campaign that the IHRC ran was one of the most intensive, with thousands of campaigners continuously writing letters to protest the persecution being meted out to this section of the community in Nigeria, which had been largely forgotten by the outside world. IHRC produced several reports and organized vigils and letter writing campaigns that eventually led to the release of Brother Zakzaki and all others detained. And also, you know, you just saw recently the video of what was actually happening in Turkey, and there have been, because of the headscarf ban that was put into place, Gül Ersin, who was held for 3 years without charge, the pressure that the IHRC and the campaigning actually put on him forced the Turkish authorities to release her, stating that her case was an international embarrassment. And I think there are many other things that we can refer to and talk about in terms of successes that have been had. Huda Gaya, whilst held in Lash prison in July 1999 after participating in a rally against the hijab ban, wrote the following to the IHRC. "We're so proud to see that you're interested in the problems of Muslims in Turkey who are living the basic principle of Islam, that only the Mu'mineen are brothers. Surely Allah loves those who fight in His way in ranks as if they were a support and compact wall. And again, by using IHRC, I'm sending salam to all those valuable Mu'mineen brothers and sisters. We are waiting for your letters." I think the other question that was asked, when people actually feel afraid of about writing to different governmental organizations because they're concerned about that they're going to release their contact details to governmental organizations. I think we need to remember that letter writing is a very effective tool that is used by many human rights organizations. And if we can't even in this country, do just this small thing of writing letters and campaigning because we're afraid that someone might hold something about us in a database somewhere, then what kind of Muslims are we? You know, the example was given earlier of the boy going out and throwing stones at the tank. It is not a futile gesture. It is you standing up for justice. What are we going to do, how are we going to proceed with this letter writing campaign? I think we'll probably go into this in the workshop that's going to occur after this. And we often provide, as IHRC, one letters for each prisoner of faith, which can be sent directly or in justice as necessary to include further details. And I think it is important at this stage to probably say that if you do receive a reply, to either a copy of the letter that has been sent out by, that's the standard letter that's been sent out, or one that you've adjusted yourself, then it's very important to send those letters back to IHRC so that we can monitor how the situation is actually progressing. And these letter writing campaigns take time to establish, but inshallah further results will be obtained. And the success of the campaign to an extent is dependent upon the number of people committed to it. More campaigners need to get involved on a regular basis. The campaign can then be extended to include vigils and protests at different embassies to raise awareness and obtain the release of the prisoners of faith. And I think as Muslims, probably one of the things that's probably most important that we must remember, that with all this literary campaigns and all this protesting that we're going to be doing, that we remember that the most powerful weapon that we have is also to make du'as for those prisoners of faith, to hold, allow them to hold steadfast in their faith and stick to their principles of justice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.